You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
What's up, Wisconsin? You're listening to Raised in Wisco, your one-stop shop for everything in the great outdoors of the great state of Wisconsin. Man, what an exciting show we have today. I'm so excited to have you with us throughout the state. My name's Joel Clayfish. Alongside me is the great, the wonderful, the ambitious, the will stick my hand under a rock hoping to catch a catfish.
Absolutely.
With my hand, Danielle.
Hello.
Mistress of the Woods, Fairman.
I like that one. That was your best one so far.
It was.
I'm very proud of you.
I appreciate that. We've got the, I like to call it kind of the old crew. The old crew of Raised in Wisco with us tonight. Mike Kretschmer and I have known each other for decades. We've hunted, we've fished together. He's the meat man over at Nye's Meats, and he knows a little bit about cooking and a lot on the outdoors, and he fills in for me when I'm out of town on an adventure. Mike Kretschmer is here, and Ellie May Lawton, our chefferie.
Yay,
our
chefferie.
Our, I like how you say our
certified French culinarian. Ooh. Did you know that's the official title?
Culinarian.
She's
When you guys say our, does that mean that you guys kind of own me now?
Yes. Did you not know this about you?
Wow. Don't you think, you mean you don't consider that something nice, like our group, our
little
Raised in Wisco family?
I'm just trying to figure things out here.
How do you feel about this?
I don't believe that. I do not believe that for a minute. I don't believe it for a minute. Ellie May Lawton charts the course of her own destiny.
That's very true.
That little naivety act, I'm not buying for even a second. Kretschmer, how are you doing?
Good. Just actually got here right off the ice.
I have to tell you, I know what your weekly Wisco is going to be because I saw it, and holy crud, you have a bucket full of giant slabs in the back of your truck.
Yeah.
I mean, I counted. You're right at 25. So I got to make sure you don't have one slink, an extra one slink around your car. What were you doing? Let's go right into our weekly Wiscos. Kretschmer, I want you to go first because that's amazing. You had a heck of a day on the ice.
Yeah, I would say my weekly Wisco is don't be afraid to adventure and go off on your own. Go away from the groups.
Was that something you did today?
Yes. Where everybody normally fishes on this body of water I was on, I just totally averted that area because with the use of electronics and in the area of being overfished, I thought the fish moved off of that spot, and they actually did. So where I moved to, I started marking fish right away, and as the sun went down, caught some fish.
Nice.
Yeah. Were you catching them right on the precipice of the sunset?
Yeah.
Or because those gills, they shut off right about when it gets dark.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the last couple of days has been a great, afternoon into the evening bite. Some days it's the morning, but the last, you know, with the time of the year it is and getting to be late ice and fishing the main body of the water of the lake, and they're just over the open water, just right off the bottom, and caught a mess of nice gills up to maybe 10 inches or so in a couple.
Nice. Wow.
Yeah, they're great fish and a couple of crappies. So we had fun, and I brought Danielle some fish.
And I'm very excited.
I can't wait for you to make us fish.
Yeah, some fish tacos.
Yeah,
I love fish tacos.
Leave it to the chefery of the show to just jump right in there and assume someone else is going to be making the food. Yeah. Why not?
Well, she needs to be spoiled too.
Yeah. Every once in a
while. Once in a while, I get a day off.
That's a question I have. When somebody's a chef, when they're classically trained, and they go, every party they go to, every tailgate, every outdoor activity, it's kind of always assumed they're going to be the one who is bringing the food or doing the food or having the food.
Yes.
Is it nice once in a while? Just to come and have someone else cook?
You know, I miss the cooking portion of it, but I'm okay not making the plans sometimes.
I would be too.
I think it's a funny thing. I mean, chefs are a very unique, you know, we work with, on the Provider Eat Wild stuff, we work with Master Chef Jan Sather. We work with Chef Ellie Lawton. I think chefs, and I don't want to totally stereotype, but I think they're a certain type of person. They're kind of very take charge people. And I think they actually kind of like the planning. I think that that's part of, I think presentation to most chefs is as important as the food. Would you say that's true?
That's a really nice way of saying we're control freaks. Yes.
Do you disagree?
Are you a control freak?
Why don't you guys answer that?
Yes, you are.
Yes.
That's funny because somebody just sent me a meme, whatever you want to call those
things. They're called memes.
They're called memes.
A mime is like
a mime.
A
mime is like a pantomime.
Yeah. You cook for your friends once.
Proper English, this one.
You're the mime now.
Like, from now on, you mime for us once, and you are the mime. Yeah. Mike, everybody, if you're checking us out on Facebook, Mike is in a box.
Yeah.
Is it stressful being in a box all the time?
I mean, no.
You live outside the box.
Yeah, if you stay inside the box, you can never know. Like today, I went outside the box and I caught fish. Yeah.
You do look French.
Were they real
the
fish or fake
originated
fish?
No, real in fish. France.
How does a mime ice fish?
Just like that.
Oh, they don't talk.
We're on a tear already here on the show.
What's new?
I love
right?
this.
Oh my
gosh. So chefs are control freaks. Ellie, are you a control freak?
Yes.
With a huge smile.
Are you a backseat driver? Are you able to be a passenger?
You do not know this, Joel. Of course you know this answer. It's rhetorical.
I'll be honest.
No, what are you saying?
We all went to Florida gator hunting together. I didn't notice anybody being a control freak.
I feel like we were all absolutely amazing that whole entire trip.
I got along so great with everybody.
All of us were the same. Like everything, like the same vibe, same feeling, same
it was,
everything.
We just talked about before the show started, what a fantastic trip that was and how perfect it was and how everybody got along and there was no animosity. It was just great.
So yeah, I'm a unique control freak. I can pick it up and put it down when I need to.
I like that.
Oh.
I can do that with my attitude.
Can you?
Really?
Yep.
Okay. I've never been on the other end of you with an actual bad attitude, and nor do I ever want to be. That much is clear. I definitely don't.
Yeah, no, I have had, so I work construction and we've had dump trucks come on there, and there's a certain company that said if Danielle's on the job site, we're not coming on.
Oh dear.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's interesting.
Well, it's construction. Grow up here.
Do you think maybe it's because they're just intimidated by your intellect and understanding of the situation?
It's not my problem.
That's a fact.
And my control freak side is not my problem.
I'm going to go ahead and take a leap and say your control freak sides for both of you are not your problems ever.
They're mainly your problems.
Thank you. Yeah,
right, thank you. Thank you for stating the obvious.
Oh,
Danielle, what's your weekly Wisco?
My weekly Wisco actually has nothing to do with the outdoors, which is unfortunate. I had a very busy friend family weekend.
Okay.
A surprise birthday party, my sister's wedding, and then another party to go to on Sunday. So it was just nonstop go.
Just enjoying Wisconsin winter, essentially.
People.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll buy that one. My weekly Wisco, I actually drove around and kind of pre-scouted for turkey season.
That's exciting.
And it was awesome. I saw turkeys everywhere. You know what's crazy?
Oh, yeah.
As soon as that temp changes, as soon as you get that click from like really cold and then you can smell that spring air coming, I absolutely love it. The deer are out.
Yep.
Geese are flying overhead.
Raccoons
are out. And I saw turkeys in a lot of places, and that really got my juices flowing. I don't have till the third week of the turkey season, but I'm really excited about it. Ellie, what's your weekly Wisco? Do you have one?
Sure do.
What is that?
Threw a saddle on one of my horses, bundled up, and went for a ride in the beautiful, beautiful snow.
Oh, that's
and
awesome.
It was perfect. Perfect day, perfect ride.
You must have caught it perfectly because most of the snow is already melting.
Yeah.
It's crazy. We get 2 days, you know, in the 40s.
Yeah.
and the snow's melting, which means, you know, start to be careful out on the ice. I want to talk to you folks. You, if you're checking us out on Facebook, you're going, what the heck's going on? Where are they? We now have a Civic Media studio officially in Concord, Wisconsin. Yes. And it is the Concord, Wisconsin, the unofficial WFSH, WFish. And it is the new fishbowl. I don't know. If you're joining us today,
like,
and you're checking us out on Facebook, we have a new studio in Concord, and then we are going to be broadcasting to you across the state of Wisconsin Saturdays at 11 o'clock a.m. Please check us out. The good news for us is that producer Jess is still running the show.
Hey,
producer Jess, how are you? And do you have a weekly Wisco for us this week?
You know, I'm doing really well. My weekly Wisco is that as it has warmed up, I was able to take a couple walks without needing to bundle up quite so much. And for the first time, I didn't wear gloves outside. And that might seem like a really small thing.
Nice.
But I really love the feeling of cool air on my hands as I walk. It's a small thing, but it was just something so lovely to not have my hands be frozen solid and just be able to actually enjoy that. Yes. Wisconsin air.
Oh man, that is an awesome one. And I want to tell you that the sad thing about being in a remote location from producer Jess is that we're not in the same room with her. We share food and stories and hugs, and it's just absolutely awesome. But producer Jess, you're still going to hear her on the show. She is still I consider her a co-host of the show.
And absolutely. She's the boss of the show.
She's definitely the boss of the show. But yes, and it's great to have you along, and great to have you, the listeners, along as we start this new chapter of Raised in Wisco. And what this says is that not only is Civic Media making a real commitment to Raised in Wisco, which makes us very excited, but it means you as listeners are growing. The amount of stations we're on is growing throughout the state, which is exciting to us. People are approaching us talking about what we talk about on Raised in Wisco, and it's so exciting. And we've got so much more to talk about, including our recipes of the week with Chefferie Ellie Mae Lawton. We love having you along on Raised in Wisco.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Hey, Raised and Wisco fans across the state of Wisconsin, I'm your host, Joel Clayfish, alongside Danielle Fairman.
Hello.
Danielle Fairman's here. Ellie Mae Lawton, the chefferie of the show, the classically trained French culinarian. I'm going to use that a lot. I just think that sounds cool.
It's a culinarian. Mouthful.
I want to be a culinarian.
You should be. Nice.
It's
kind, isn't a mouthful a kind of the goal though, of a culinarian?
You think so?
Oh, aww, yeah. You're smart.
You
okay. All right.
Love that.
Mike Kretschmer is here. Mike Kretschmer, Real Deal Guide Service. You've been into the outdoors for a very long time. You had an incredibly successful ice fishing day today,
yeah,
I would say.
It was a lot of fun, actually. It's good to
I want to talk to me about what you were using for electronics today, because and explain it in layman's terms, because I don't know a lot. I have a Vexilar. Yep. What a Vexilar is, a sonar you shoot down the hole when you're fishing, and it essentially tells you if there are other things suspended in the water, and you put your bait by those other things, hoping they're fish and that they'll bite it. Correct?
100% correct.
All right.
But today's technology has come so much farther than that.
You probably had the first generation Vexilar, don't you?
Funny, Danielle.
What year was it purchased in? Well,
mine, it shows it on a little stone tablet with a carved fish on it.
Actually, the first generation of those fish finders were on scroll paper with a needle, for real. Actually, the National Freshwater Fishing Hall of Fame in Hayward. They have all that stuff on display. So if you're ever up in the Hayward area, you should go in the Big Muskie,
really cool.
Check it out. And they have all the original outboard motors, fishing rods. It's a really cool place. I mean, it's old school when you go in there, but you know, to climb in the Muskie.
Isn't that why you're going there for the old school of it? And that's so cool.
Exactly. So let's say tomorrow you catch a fish and it, you know, breaks a Wisconsin record hook and line, which that entails like the test pound test of the line that you're using and how big the fish was. So there's not just a state record of the overall size of the fish, but there's many categories, how you caught it, what pound test, open water, ice fishing. So there's all these different categories and they're literally listed on the walls in the whole place of, you know, so if Joel had one in 1927, when a couple of years after he was born, if it was on the wall, it would still be there.
So, I think you noticed.
I'm
the
fish. I'm invited back. But anyways, back to the electronics. So you are 100% right. So the electronics will shoot almost like an upside down waffle cone down into the water.
Ooh, waffle cone.
Yeah, that sounds great. Sounds so good. And what happens is the sonar will shoot, like a sonar beam, I guess you could say. And then if a fish comes through it, it'll hit it and bring it back.
Okay.
And so then you can kind of see how deep they are.
What were you running today? What were you trying to what bait?
Oh, we're just using just a tungsten jig with a plastic straight tail. I mean, the game of plastics is, there's walls of it. You can buy at Dick Smith's or any of the Muskie Mikes around here. I mean, I was actually at the fishing expo this week. That past weekend.
Ooh, how was that? How did that go? Good. Danielle and I worked together and gave away some tickets to some listeners.
Yeah.
So hopefully they had a good time up at Fishing Expo.
I got many messages from them and pictures.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, we gave 10 tickets away to people that commented on our picture, on our post, on our Facebook and Facebook and Instagram.
And that is a perfect example that, you know, a year and a half, 2 years ago, we might not have even gotten a response. People are listening to the show and they're participating in the, you know, the micro giveaways and that kind of thing. It's so exciting. And if you're new to the show, we want to make sure you know, Raised in Wisco is not you have to be a hunter. You have to be an angler, a fisher person to do it. Everybody eats, and we have a cooking segment every show. And that's why Chef Ellie Mae Lawton is on the show, and she's committed to being part of the show and helping you take what is in the outdoors of Wisconsin and bring it to your table. And that is something that everybody shares. There is something for you on this show. And now we're in every major market in Wisconsin, 21 stations on the Civic Media Network. Danielle, tell them what they've won and where they can listen to the show.
What you have won is your listening ears. I don't know what I'm trying to say.
Listening enjoyment.
Your enjoyment. You can find us on civicmedia.us. Search for Raised in Wisco. You can also find us on Facebook, where you can watch a video of our happy faces and us dancing during the breaks. And then you can listen to us on Apple and Spotify.
And of course, we've got producer Jess back in the control room, controlling the fishbowl and the boss of the entire operation.
I do my
Jess,
best.
Jess, got one weekend left. We should throw some stuff at the wall and see if there's a chance of maybe getting you out there on the ice.
All right.
If it's safe, of course.
All right.
All right.
That's all you need. All right.
I have plenty of ice, Jess. So if it doesn't rain, we should be good. I probably was between 17 and 20 inches of ice still.
You still have
to be careful. Don't take my word for it, everybody out there.
Always check.
Be safe.
Bring that spud bar.
Yep.
Yeah.
Spud make bar. Sure spud to check the ice. What is a spud bar?
Mike, was the fishing expo well attended?
Yeah. Back to Jeff's question. It's just a long rod that you kind of just, it's a steel bar that you walk, when you're walking, you put it out in front of you and you jab the ice to make sure the rod doesn't go through the ice.
Oh, sure. You want to give it a chance to break to make sure that, you know, you're not going to do the thing, right?
Right. So that goes through and then you know to slowly back up and maybe have a diaper on.
Re-evaluate where you're going to ice fish. If your spud bar goes through, do not step in that direction.
That's generally early ice, but now it's the opposite. So this time of year, actually, the shorelines go for because if you think about it, the sun hits the shoreline, warms it up, and then it deteriorates from the shoreline first. So generally, I've seen people put out on ladders to get out on the ice and stuff like that. So just be safe out there.
I think something else other people don't realize sometimes is that ice melts from the water side up. Now, it obviously melts on the top and starts to honeycomb, and you see that when we get warmer temperatures. Mm-hmm. But the entire body of water warming up is what really melts the ice the fastest from the bottom side up. So even in cases when you start getting a warming of the seasonal warming, you may have good ice on top, but you may not know what you've lost underneath. On the bottom underneath. So just, you know, be aware of that as you get out there. Game fish season closes this Sunday. Small game is closed now, as far as rabbits and squirrels, that closed last Thursday. And there's still a ton to do. And we're going to talk about the Delta Waterfowl yearly event that happened in Okachi over the weekend. That was fantastic. And make sure that if you listen to the show and you're a newcomer and you may not be a huge fisher person or angler or hunter, there's still a ton to do in Wisconsin in the wintertime. We never have a shortage of what we can talk about on this show. In fact, we've definitely got an awesome recipe coming for wild game that you can also substitute any meat that you buy at the grocery store. So don't think for a minute that you are restricted to having these meals based on wild game either. And that's why Raised in Wisco is for everybody, and we love having you along. Mike Kretschmer is here. Ellie Mae Lawton, our chef and French culinary, and of course, Danielle Fairman and I, who've been together for a couple decades, hitting the woods and waterways of Wisconsin. We love you having you along on Raised in Wisco. Stevie Wonder just makes me happy. This is Raised and Wisco, your one-stop shop for the great outdoors of the great state of Wisconsin. My name's Joel Clayfish. I get to holst. I get to.
I mean, everyone holster
it out.
Holster it out. I get to host.
Understood.
This menagerie.
Exactly.
And speaking of menageries, Danielle Fairman is here. Hello. She rocks and rolls around the state, as do I. And a lot of times we do it together. We've done it for, the better part of two decades, running around fishing and hunting. And it's been an absolute pleasure. And one of the joyful things in my life is that Danielle and I have been able to turn our experiences into media and share them with the people of Wisconsin, which is what this show Raised in Wisco is about. It is about having an understanding of all the possibilities throughout Wisconsin, throughout the state. It's not just about fishing. It's not just about hunting. It's about humor. It's about making the best of the four seasons of weather we get in this state. It's about making great food. At the end of the day, what kind of show is this?
It's always a cooking show. By the end.
It is a cooking show, and that's why we are so lucky to have an actual classically trained French chef with us, Ellie Mae Lawton, and we're going to be get into her recipe, which I'm very excited about because
I'm holstering some recipes.
That's kind of a dad joke there.
That was
that's my dad joke.
I like it.
That's
like
my mom joke.
Jess, are producer those a thing? Jess, are you counting dad jokes this week?
We're at three so far.
Three.
Oh, nice. Perfect.
One per segment. I like this.
Are any of them mine?
No. Cretch had one. Ellie had one. And I think Danielle had one.
Mine. I'm the dad joke so far.
All right.
And Mike Kretschmer, who is the official pantomime of Raised in Whistle, we've learned.
Or Bozo.
Bozo the Mime.
They're interchangeable.
Bozo the Mime.
For those of you at home, I'm a little... light on hair on top, and I got kind of like bat wings going off my ears here. So now I'm both of the clown, the mime,
the
whatever.
The wind is strong, blew the hairline back.
Yeah. It's winter, you have to stay warm.
It's all matters is really.
I'm going to tell you.
We love you, Mike.
If you guys listen to this show regularly, dial it up on Facebook and watch the show because it is worth it when we are cackling away. And you can actually see Mike's pantomime and
both shiny over here.
That's why you always see me with a hat on. We talked about this. Remember, I got, you know, my employees at work, hatfish
people. Yeah.
So like,
do you know what that term
is? Where'd your hair go?
You've heard of the term catfish, and that's when you get, you know, you get a date
bamboozled
with somebody on the... Danielle, you were very excited
hey,
about saying
Danielle,
that.
Hey, that's when a fake person slides into your DMs.
So if you don't know, catfishing is when you misrepresent yourself to a potential date on the internet. Yes, I mean, I disagree.
Yes, I think so.
I don't, I mean,
why are you this, pointing at me? I don't know.
I'm saying if you guys, if I am misrepresenting what that is, and Mike brought a new term to the show, hat fishing. And hat fishing is when you misrepresent that you have hair by always wearing a hat.
All the time. My whole life.
I don't think I've ever seen you without it.
Right.
Now, when you put a suit on, do you have a hat on as well?
No. I mean,
so you have toupee.
I even went to, no, not happening ever. We went to dinner on Saturday night to Cento in Madison downtown. I don't know if you're familiar with it, but I even wore a hat there. It's a really
you
nice
wore a hat in Cento. Yeah, I've heard of it.
Did you just get like a top hat?
It's a kind of a fancy upscale restaurant. It's one of my customers. I sell to them, and we went for dinner, and it was phenomenal.
Do you always wear a baseball cap, or are you? Do you have
no,
a variety? Hats?
Always.
Do you have cowboy hats or little French chapeaus or berets?
No.
I mean, what if we just paint your scalp brown?
The spray paint.
You know, that's don't laugh. They have those things that you shake on your head that make hair on the top of your head. And I have to tell you, as a middle-aged man, I look at those kind of things. I see them and think, if I were to lose my hair, would I do like the shake, the salt shaker on
the
my
salt
head?
Shaker.
Or, well, it's kind of like a salt and shaker. It's like a salt and pepper shaker.
Hey, that's
that
cool.
You put on
what?
It's cool.
I love seasoning.
Hey, I wanted to bring up last weekend
American
Birkebeiner.
The American Birkebeiner was last
weekend.
Yes,
up in Hayward. Speaking of Hayward and the fish capital of
the fishing capital of the world in Hayward. And I want to just say, if you haven't gotten to Hayward, I've been to that the
love
large muskie up there and the fishing museum. It is absolutely worth a trip, and it's open all year long.
Yep.
So you can go there any time of the year. But the American Birkebeiner, which is a ski race, which a lot of folks don't know, it's one of the premier cross-country ski races in the country, in fact, in the world.
In the world.
I forget how long it is. It's a long race.
I don't know.
So it's 20 plus miles. I'm
look at me.
Sure.
You think I'm going to go on cross country skis? I don't know.
No.
No.
Yeah, you brought it up.
We should all do it next year.
Cross country.
Yeah, no. My cousin in law.
Can I do a behind a horse?
He's done it 15 years in a row. And now his boys are doing it. So I just
saw
the pictures of it. And he grows the big beard. And now he like shaves it off in segments. It's kind of funny.
What does that have to do with cross country skiing?
He wears, because it's cold out, so he's got the big beard, and his wife doesn't like it after, so he shaves it off after the Birkebeiner every year.
That makes sense. And don't forget also, we've got some really decent ski hills in Wisconsin and snowboarding areas. So even outside of the hunting and fishing seasons, and we were talking about small game, and I've actually tried small game this year. I've tried to get out there just flying solo in the woods, trying to shoot a couple squirrels or rabbits, and I haven't had a whole lot of success, but I'm kind of going back to the roots of hunting.
It's nice to get out there and do that.
It's really great to get out there, get some sun on your face, get some exercise, you know, some of the public hunting areas and public walking and hiking areas throughout Wisconsin are incredible. They really are incredible. And it doesn't matter if there's a season open to get out and explore some of the great public lands we have in Wisconsin. I tried when I was younger, I tried the cross country skiing, but my feet were like too wide for like wider than the ski. So I had an issue.
Can you barefoot cross country?
I think they call that hiking.
Just barefooted.
I have kind of block feet, so they didn't work on cross country skis very well. But it's what they're great for swimming. They're like built
block
in.
Feet is
they're
like built in paddles. Down.
Well, they're not actually made of concrete, Danielle.
Oh, dang. Yeah, I was a snowboarder growing up. I loved snowboarding. That was absolutely fun until obviously the yard sale when you fall head over heel, scorpion it.
And scorpioning.
So when you scorpioning? Hit a tree, hit a rock, hit anything, your board cuts too fast, all of a sudden your feet touch your head.
Yeah, that's not pleasant.
Oh, no. Yeah. Not at all.
In fact, I have a shattered patella today, which is essentially your kneecap on my right knee. I shattered when I was like 13 or 14 years old snowboarding. It was one of the first. It was a neat story. I contacted Jake Burton when there was an article about him in a magazine, surfing. They called it Surfing on the Snow or something like that. And I wrote a letter to him and we went back and forth and I ended up with one of the prototypes of the Burton Backhill back then. I bought it directly from Jake Burton and was out there when people didn't know what snowboards were. And then there was this period where they outlawed them on many ski hills. You couldn't be a snowboarder on a ski hill. And then kind of, I think over time, they just threw up their hands and said, there's too many snowboarders. We can't not allow them on ski hills. So now, obviously, that's something great you can do in Wisconsin. And I want to point out that it is convention/banquet season for a lot of the outdoor organizations. And this past week was the Delta Waterfowl event right in Okachi. And if you're not, these events are so great because if you are not familiar with something in the outdoors, but you are curious, these are the type of events to go to where people who are there are steeped in it and willing to show you and help you become interested and involved in it, right?
Get a lot of connections.
Danielle, have you gone on to any of the banquet or conventions this year at all?
I love going to the Wisconsin Waterfowl banquets.
Yes.
They have them and their prizes. They do silent auctions. They walk around with guns 50-50. Like the whole shebang. They're fantastic to do, but their prizes are from either shanties to actual trips, boots, Birkin boots.
Is a Birkin boot?
They're just really warm.
Oh, I got you. Yeah, okay, it's a brand.
It's nice boots. They have Baffin boots. They have everything you can think of. The Wisconsin Waterfowl Association banquets are fantastic. Or the Wisconsin Water, but not the Wisconsin Waterfowl. The Whitetail Banquet is coming up as well.
Yeah, the Whitetail Banquet is coming up. The Delta Waterfowl event was great. They had great prizes and food. Yep. It was fantastic.
It was a lot of people.
The SCI just had their banquet came up, which is fantastic.
All the local clubs do all the fishing jamborees, which are pretty much over now, but they support snowmobile clubs, all the different outdoor clubs have them. You know, the Badger ski team does a meat raffle fishing thing on Pewaukee. So there's definitely ways to get out and support your local clubs and organizations.
Yeah, and even more than just the support of them. A lot of these organizations, we had the folks on from the Coon Feed just a little while ago. I think that fits into that category. I really
do. Oh, absolutely.
They not only are raising money, but they're spending it on veterans. They're spending it on programs that help, veterans and some of the PTSD issues and things like that. And
awesome.
if what I'm trying to say, and I've said it so many times before, there is so much more to living in Wisconsin and this life here than sitting on your phone. Absolutely. Or watching TikTok or even watching TV. Get out there, because if Facebook, its value in a lot of cases, go on the events page of Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Find out what in real time, in real life, you can get out there and do and participate in and be a part of, because it's unlimited, really.
Yeah, use that 5x7 to take pictures and create memories.
Yes.
That's what that's there for. And it's, you can look back and think of all the friends you meet and then get their phone number and so on and so forth. Then you get to go to a banquet with your friend that you just met before. And I absolutely believe in the events.
Do a C-cap on them before you go to an event with someone you
don't
know.
That's what I always do. Do
you C-cap people first?
For sure.
Ellie, why do I actually believe you do
that? Yeah, right.
I C-capped all of you.
Yeah.
You C-capped us? When we invited Ellie to be on the show, she C-capped us first, probably. Did you C-cap Noah? Because I'm worried about him the most.
I did. The only one I didn't C-cap was Jess, because she's straight.
You'd be
it's
jealous
good.
Of her record.
Yeah, I know. She's driving with me.
Oh, all man. Seriousness, no, I run the ski club for our kids' school. I mean, people forget, like, everybody's so attached to their devices. When you go out on the hill, the kids are laughing. I'm out there skiing
so cool
with them. And
see.
It's just like, you realize there's more to life than just, you know, work, school, and playing on computers and devices. And it just helps. I mean, it just makes me feel good when I see my daughter and all the other classmates that they're out there. Yeah, it's kind of an expensive hobby, but you're getting fresh air. You're out there. You're supporting other local people that work there, you know, and it's a fun place to go do in the middle of winter, because the kids like fishing, but I drag them along too much that they look forward to skiing outside instead of ice fishing or turkey hunting or something that I love to do.
I'm going
to
tell you something, Mike. Those memories you create as a dad are priceless.
Right.
And just remember, even though there are times when they're fighting going along with you now, later they will cherish the fact that you dragged them along.
Right.
And they will yearn for time to be able to do that with you, which is something else I want to emphasize. You know, I was driving down the road earlier today, and I saw two kids, and they looked like they were neighbors. They were throwing snowballs at each other, and I saw one of the parents come out and was going to yell at one of the kids, you know, and then
no.
The other parent came out and was like, yeah, just leave them alone. Let them be kids. And it just goes to show you how much more fun you can have when you're living life in three dimensions and not on the 3x7. Very proud of you, Danielle, for calling it that. Also, guys, you are not going to want to miss this cooking segment. Greatest part of the show in my eyes, because it's about eating.
You do love
and
food.
I love it. This is Raised in Wisco.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
This is Raised in Wisco. I'm Joel Clayfish. That over there is Danielle Fairman.
Hello.
I say that over there. You're not even that far away from me.
That there over yonder, eh?
Our chef-free Ellie Mae Lawton is in the house. Mike Kretschmer, our resident pantomime. Is with us. You know, that's
every time
going
will forever be that.
Me, mime, whatever.
Oh, we love the fact that you mix up some of your vernacular. Yeah.
You're not
Mike.
The only
it's
person
fun.
That says it that way.
A mime?
Yes.
Mimi.
People say
or yes,
mimi.
Or mimi.
Or
yes,
mimi. I heard mimi.
Yes.
Well, that's like, is it a GIF or a GIF?
It's a GIF.
It's a GIF. It's a GIF.
Because it's a G.
If you put a T after, it'd be GIF. Right?
Is it a wind chill or a wind chill?
Okay, that's taking it too far.
Hand five, everyone.
Especially for the show, for this show, Danielle.
Oh, no.
Hey, put five.
Put five. this show at the end of the day is the greatest cooking show in the Midwest.
It is your favorite part, everyone's favorite
it's
part.
My favorite part.
How can the cooking and eating part of a show not be? Jess, is it your favorite part of the show too?
Of course it is.
that is one of the cool things that Jess came in as our producer, wasn't a whole very involved in hunting or fishing activities, and I'm very proud to say that I think that the show has helped her be open to that kind of thing and taught her a little bit about that. And Jess has been eating wild game with us now, which is very exciting. And as my Italian mom would say, Jess is a good eater. So that makes me very happy. And for sure the rest of us on the show
are good eaters.
We are good eaters. And as good eaters, it is part of our obligation to make sure you, as listeners to this show, have chances to be good eaters too. And that is why we're extremely fortunate to have a classically trained French chef, culinarian, Ellie Mae Lawton, with us. Ellie, you kind of specialize in taking wild game from the field to the table. And one of the things we've learned is not to be afraid to do it if you're out there and you've never done it before. And also that one thing I didn't realize is how much you can switch up proteins in what you're making.
Certainly. Yeah. That's the fun of it. Experiment, right? I mean, if you screw up a recipe, what are you out at the end of the day? Really? Like, don't make a ton of it. Don't make 10 pounds of food, right?
You're out of few ingredients. But really, how often do people screw up? Because I feel like I've made things and they haven't turned out exactly like I want. And usually they're still pretty good.
Yeah. I mean, I screw up recipes and then I just add something else to it and it tastes pretty good.
Well, what do you got for us this week?
Throw it in a tortilla and it tastes good.
Right. Is that why I like fish tacos so much?
Yeah, exactly.
Throw it in a tortilla and fry it.
There we go.
Yes,
it's
exactly.
Game over. I mean, I'm pretty sure you could fry shoe leather and it wouldn't be too bad.
Well, speaking of frying stuff, this week we're talking about egg roll bowls, but we're not actually frying it. And there's no egg roll wrapper, Mike.
Good in an egg roll. Well,
that's why it's called an egg roll bowl, Mike.
Yeah,
because there's no wrapper.
I
think the bowl holds.
It clicked after she said egg roll, and I was like, wait, that would go really good in an egg roll.
Egg roll bowls became popular with the whole low carb movement, maybe.
Okay, but that sounds about right.
I personally ate that way for quite a while, and that's when I started making these, and I realized it's a great way to use up all the stuff in the refrigerator and any meat I had defrosted, ground meat for this recipe. So for today, we did ground venison, browned that in a pan, did some olive oil with onions, garlic, carrots, cabbage, two different types of mushrooms, beech and white mushrooms. And then
what is a beech mushroom?
It's a little tiny mushroom. They get shipped over here from China. They're used in a lot of Asian cuisine.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, they're fantastic. They have a great texture. They keep a good bite to them, even after you saute them for a while. Yeah.
So are you sauteing now? Are you sauteing all this stuff together at the same time, or do you cook the and ground the
the
ground beef?
I do the beef with the onions and garlic first, and then I throw in all the veggies afterwards. Throw the lid on the pot or the pan for a little bit, let it all kind of simmer together. Add some hoisin sauce, soy sauce, some pepper. You don't need salt because you have the soy sauce, and that's pretty much it. You can add rice noodles if you want. You can add regular rice. Pretty much anything you'd put in the inside of an egg roll, you can put in this recipe. Yeah. So I used shredded purple cabbage. Yeah. I put bell peppers in it before. It's so good.
And I want to tell you, one of the cool things about Chef Lawton is she usually brings a sample of what she's talking
about
on the show for all of us to eat. And I did not know that there was some specialized type of mushroom in it, but I will tell you, it was so
it
tasty.
Was delicious.
It was so good.
I usually pick my mushrooms out. I'm not a mushroom person.
Oh, really?
I am not a mushroom person.
Oh, you ate the mushrooms.
In your recipe, there's really not mushroom for them.
Oh,
is that
there's number four. One.
Just, I had to get on the board. I had to get on the board with it.
There we go. I'm really proud of you. I'm really proud of you.
Sorry. Sorry I blew up.
Sorry, you mushroomed.
That's another dad joke from the set.
I always knew you were a fun guy, Joel.
Who doesn't love mushrooms?
Who doesn't love
mushrooms.
I love mushrooms and onions on everything.
Well, speaking of which, we'll be able to forage for some mushrooms pretty soon.
Absolutely.
And that's coming.
I have one before we wrap up. I do have a quick question. You said you ate kind of keto lifestyle for a little while.
Yeah.
Were you able to find as a chef that you could take most recipes and kind of make a keto version of them, or is that pretty tough?
Oh my gosh, yes. No. Mm-mm.
What's the key to that? Because this recipe that you described sounds so easy. It's like a one pot recipe.
It's definitely a one pot recipe. I guess personally for me, I'd always be looking for a starch when I really cut them out. So swap some things in, put the rice in, right? That's kind of a lower carb version, I guess. You can put a little bit of the rice noodles, but I just look and see what I can make with everything. I mean, you can make pizza crust now with ground chicken.
Yes, isn't that crazy?
Yeah, there's so many ideas and options out there. And if you get stuck, just go online, Pinterest, Instagram. There's so many ideas out there. Yeah.
I had a customer ask me about lamb sweetbreads and I've never... I love them.
They're in the bone marrow category.
Ooh,
for me, which yes. I absolutely,
ooh, we need some bone marrow.
One of my favorite recipes. We've done that before. We're going to do that recipe. Coming up. Folks, we love having you along on Raised in Wisco because we're fun and you have fun listening to us. We know at every Civic Media station throughout Wisconsin, Saturdays 11, and find us on the internet on civicmedia.com. Thank you for joining us. Had a great time. Thanks to Mike Kretschmer, Ellie Mae Lawton, of course, co-host Danielle Fairman. Hello. I'm Joel Clayfish. We'll see you next time on Raised in Wisco.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.